Community Connection this morning brought to you by Tulsa, Bona Joint of Bartlesville, and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by Bartlesville's First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. And we'll talk some school update information for you when we have our time with Superintendent Chuck McCauley coming up in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And again, welcoming in Bartlesville School Superintendent Chuck McCauley. And before we get to actual school business publicly, I hope your Cubs continue to do well.
Well, thank you, Charlie. I hope we can find a way to score some runs. We've haven't been successful in doing it the last two games, so hopefully tonight we'll get it going the right direction.
Okay, well, baseball continues, and I'm sure people will be tuned in either to that game or the presidential debate, or both. Anyway, a lot of things going on. Bartlesville schools, your end of the first quarter is kind of come and gone already, right?
That's right. We're here. We're ending the first quarter, so yeah, it's been like always. It goes fast. The older I get, the faster it goes.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. Of course, we don't have to worry about either one of us having to do those daily homework assignments anymore either. So.
That's right.
But some good news for schools all the way around, and I'm not sure that you want to start there, but I will open the door at least and say when Greg Garland was in town, he made public what you already know about some increased enrollment due to probably some STEM improvements at several schools.
Absolutely. We're very, very thankful for our partnership with Phillips 66. They made a $1.7 million donation and the intent of those were to construct innovation labs at our secondary schools, at both middle schools and the high school. The timing of it was perfect because we had already had a bond issue passed to go to a four-year high school at the high school. For Madison to get in a better building, their current location, which is formerly the Mid-High, mm-hmm. and also the central renovation. So they made that donation. I'm very excited to report on how that's going in terms of our new courses.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in his words, if you don't mind.
Sure, that'd be great.
So I was told this morning that in high school, that the enrollment in science, technology, engineering, math courses is up 40%. In middle school, it's up 140%. Okay, that's way cool, right? It really is.
Yeah, what really cool. Yeah, that's great.
It's wonderful. They, when that donation was announced, once we knew that was coming, we started on our end making sure that we're going to capitalize on that investment from Phillips 66. And so to do that, we had to make sure that we had teachers, we had courses available for students to take. Mm-hmm. We also had to make sure our teachers were ready, they were trained to offer these new courses. And that can be a challenge in the budget situation that we've been dealing with. And so last year, in a first year of a four-year high school, they started four new classes, one in each of those areas, a science class, a technology class, an engineering and a math course. And each one of those were new to Bartlesville High School. Last year we had about 100 kids enroll. I think we had 99 actually last year enroll in those four courses, which we're very pleased about. This year we added a new course, and so an additional computer science class. Okay. For this year. And matter of fact, we have plans to add an additional computer science class for next year. Because of that additional course that we added this year, our enrollment went up to, we have over 134 kids enrolled now at the high school this year, which we're very excited about. The huge increase that we're pleased about is at our middle schools. Mm-hmm. We made a decision, we've always had technology classes, one at Central and one at Madison for years, and which they fall underneath the Career Tech umbrella, mm-hmm. Which they have some national curriculum through Project Lead the Way. And we made the decision that what we would do is we wanted to repurpose and retrain some existing staff so that instead of having one full-time teacher at each middle school offering these type courses, that we would have two. So we went through that process, made that change. We sent three teachers to get over 3 weeks of training at Oklahoma State University this summer. Actually, I think one teacher had to go to OU for 1 week. and so that we would offer some new classes. Those new classes include automation and robotics, medical detectives, and introduction to computer science for our eighth graders. And that's something that will feed very nicely into our computer science courses at the high school that we've started. And with those new courses that we've offered, we went from where last year in the 15-16 school year, we had right at around 500 kids enrolled at the two middle schools combined in that technology class. Now that we've doubled our offerings for our kids, we have 1,239 kids enrolled in those courses. And so those are courses that we did not offer last year, or 2 years ago especially.
Right.
And so that's a grand total of, so a year ago, 6th-12th, from middle schools and the high school, we had 600 kids enrolled in these type of these STEM classes, these science, technology, engineering, and math, and these are beyond or above, in addition to their normal math and science classes that they're already taking. So we had 600 kids last year enrolled in these, and this year we have 1,373 total. So we are very, very excited about those numbers. It was one of those that we really just put a pencil to it recently to total those up and look at those changes, and we're happy to report that to Mr. Garland on the Phillips side, and he was obviously very excited about that as well. So we are very pleased with where we're heading that direction, and it's created some good challenges for us, some positive challenges, because with those increased enrollment, we have to make sure that we have space available for them, some additional spaces that we frankly didn't plan on,
mm-hmm.
and making sure that we're staffed appropriately. We've reached out, to Tri-County Tech, Lyndall Fields out at Tri-County. Ms. Chancellor, the high school principal, and I visited with them, and they plan to, I'll say that too, it's not official yet, but what we're planning for is where they would have one of their teachers come to the high school and teach one additional engineering class.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, we offer an engineering class that our freshmen are able to take, and so they are planning to provide a teacher for us to offer an additional course for our sophomores to be able to take an intro to engineering, which will feed into, if they choose to go on the Tri-County, that'll set them up for success in that. And even if they don't choose to go on the Tri-County, obviously that's a great offering for them. So we're pleased about that partnership with them. We also plan for our computer science teacher at the high school. He's going to go some additional training this summer,
mm-hmm.
So that we can offer a new computer science programming class, additional offering for our kids this next year. So we're growing out of the spaces that we already have, which is a great problem.
If you're going to have problems, those are the ones that you can, at least there is a possible remedy somewhere down the road.
That's right. Yeah. Well, and where we are with that too, we've maximized on our with these courses, they fall under the Career Tech umbrella, which
mm-hmm.
there's some federal and state funding that comes along with those type courses that you can apply for. Dr. Stephanie Curtis, she's our federal programs director, and she also does personnel this year. We've had to combine some jobs, but she's been responsible for pursuing grant funding for these classes. And I'm very excited that she's been very successful in that pursuit. Because of these new offerings that we've had, we received additional grant funds. And so what that's enabled us to do, we can use those funds for things like the teacher training, for things like technology that are required in these classes. That's enabled us to take this Phillips 66 grant and to stretch that out so that we'll be able to make some other spaces available for these new courses, and so we'll be able to use those funds for that. So, but once again, this all would have happened without the $1.7 million donation from Phillips 66. We're so thankful for that. So we're in the process of planning to get some additional spaces. I'm not talking about any current new buildings or anything. We're just talking about existing spaces that we have, because we have the same number of kids. They're just taking some different classes.
Right.
So we just need to get those spaces ready for these type of classes, and also. Something else that we're working towards is we want to expand this down to our elementary schools. My vision is I would like for next year at our fifth grade classes to expand these type of offerings down to our fifth grade next year. And so our public school foundations very soon is going to be announcing they approved a donation, a matching grant to help us fund that, because where the funding comes in is we have to train some teachers
mm-hmm.
to be able to be prepared to teach that, and also there's some materials. So we're working on the logistics of that and making sure that we have staff prepared for that so that we can offer that next year, and how we can roll that out. So we're looking to extend that down to our elementary schools.
I'm just curious. I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind that when those labs were installed that you would see an increase in enrollment. But was the drastic increase, particularly at the middle school level, was that somewhat of a surprise?
You know, a little bit. You never really know.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost that, you know, if you build it, they will come thing. And it's hard. You never know what kids are going to choose to take. You know, however, it's obviously there's a need there. I'm very pleased that this grant is meeting that need of what's best for our kids. And then also the collaborative effort, you know, working with Tri-County, they're working with us and helping us with that to make sure kids are enrolled in things that'll help them up for success. Especially here, you know, in our you know, for a relatively, in the big scheme of things, relatively small town.
Right.
Here we are, but we do have some, you know, with Phillips 66 and some of our corporate partners here, we have some great opportunities for kids that you may not have in a lot of places in Oklahoma. And our computer science, we really haven't, it's been off and on the offerings that we've had that in the past,
mm-hmm.
Because one, facility, and then secondly, having staff trained to do that. And so now that we've had some resources, you know, we're looking at where a kid now can, starting in the eighth grade, take an introduction to computer science and take that all 4 years of high school and really come out with some certifications to make them competitive in the workforce, which that's, you know, that's what it's all about. So
yeah.
We're just very excited about that.
It is. Well, congratulations on the early success, and I have no doubt that curve will continue to grow upward. We will continue our time with Superintendent Chuck McCauley and get a school's update for you as we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church will be hosting a gathering fellowship with Denise Lopez Saturday, October 29th at 405 South Cherokee. Tickets for this event are $29 and include luncheon, shopping, lots of complimentary take-home gifts, holiday ideas for the family, entertaining, reducing stress, and keeping the reason for the season in your holiday activities. Tickets can be purchased online at mybfbc.org or by calling 918-336-6172. Doors open at 11 and tickets are limited, so purchase your tickets today.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning with a school update with Superintendent McCauley, and we've been kind of building on what we've already been talking about with the STEM projects updates and enrollment around the school district, but getting updates on other things now that the bond issue is you know, working, you're continuing to move forward on some of those things like Chromebooks for students and that sort of thing. I'm not sure where you're progressing, but things are moving forward with that, right?
Absolutely. We've been very busy, which is exciting. Very excited, very thankful the community's their strong support of our bond issue. It's going to create some great opportunities for our kids. At our board meeting Monday, we had a couple things wanted to share with everyone. First off, a big piece of that is our transportation fleet needed to improve. And we had our transportation supervisor, Orville Perks, came and made a presentation because we've done our homework. And we'll make sure we shared that in terms of he shared a lot of information in terms of different types of buses, in terms of their fuels, you know, CNG, propane, diesel, those types of things, and what the recommendation is. And so had some great information. And what we're planning on doing is we're planning on, we have 17 buses that we're planning on surplusing in terms of our oldest buses. We're planning on purchasing 15 new route buses.
All at once, or is it sort of phased? Okay.
Yeah. So, well, what we're shooting for, our plan is for at the in January, early January, we should have funding available for this purpose. So, hopefully, in early January, as long as that goes the way things are planned to, we're doing our legwork so that we're prepared at the January board meeting that we would approve 15 buses, also two activity buses, mm-hmm. and so they would be replacing 17 of the buses that we currently have. So we're very, very pleased about that. That's something that every kid in our district that rides a bus that we'll see, and that's something that will help us efficiency-wise. That's mm-hmm. something that the, you know, obviously in terms of the maintenance, and as you know, if you have an older vehicle, you know, we had several buses that were 1998 that obviously needed to be replaced,
mm-hmm.
and so these vehicles are much more efficient. They get much better gas mileage, so we're very, very excited about that opportunity. And also the activity buses; those are things that will be used when our kids travel out of town, and you see them every district that every school district in the state. But
sure.
Basically, when they come in down, have them. So we're excited about they'll have some. Our kids will have that opportunity as well. You know, they come with a little bit additional storage. encouraged because we have, you know, it's easy to think about, especially some of our music groups, their instrument storage.
Sousaphones are not like piccolos. You know, you can't really put it on your lap. You know?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So we're looking forward to that. And so Orville did a great report. And so that's something that we plan to happen in January in terms of transportation. That's a big piece of it. We actually already approved an amount to improve our track. So right now, our plan for that is where we would replace our existing track, put a new surface on that track.
And I don't think the community realizes how long that existing surface has been on the ground.
It's been a while,
yeah.
Charlie. And really all that's happened to it since, and years and years, has had some received some paint on it, but that doesn't necessarily help the condition of the track. And so we're going to replace that. We're going to put a new surface on that track, and that's been approved. And right now it's a matter of, first of all, we need to get through football season, which we're getting close to that. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, the weather needs to help us out. They are scheduled, the vendor that we're approved, they're scheduled to start that process on Christmas break. It's about a two-week process to put it on, but it's going to be dependent on the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully things will continue to stay mild like they are now, and we'll be able to get that done before the start of second semester. But we're prepared for that on the track. Also, wanted to share that our tennis courts, which mm-hmm. are something that are a very visible item that everyone is aware of that needs to improve. We have our timeline on that. We're hopeful that our board, we're making plans. Had several meetings with our architect and our users about what we want that to look like. And to be clear, our tennis courts are going to remain where they are. What we'll do is we'll do a replace on their current location, which is north, right there, north of the track.
Mm-hmm.
There's currently 5 courts there. We'll have 6 there at the high school. And our plan is we're going to send that out to bid, and we plan for our board to approve someone to replace replace our tennis courts in our December school board meeting.
Okay.
And so most likely they probably won't gear it up and ready to start until after Christmas. But that's what we're hoping to do, we'd like to do, and hopefully the weather permitting.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping we have those ready before the end of the school year, and so that hopefully some of our kids will get some benefit of those by the end of the school year. Once again, that's weather permitting, but we have funding in place for that, and we're prepared to move forward with that project. And it's really exciting.
That'll be a major improvement. And over the years, you've had quite a few successful tennis players, and it's just a good resource for the community to, you know, use when the schools maybe are not using them.
Well, that's right. And, you know, we're fortunate, with Hillcrest Country Club and the city of Bartlesville and the courts that we have here enabled us to use them because, frankly, our kids, we have to use those now just to have a team.
Right.
And we've had very, very competitive teams. Erin Epperson, a young lady that's a senior at the high school, she's a defending 6A state champion. And I'm just personally very hopeful that we can get those courts complete where she can play a match on them before she graduates.
That'd be nice.
But if not, we'll have them ready for the next school year. So we're very excited about that change. And then we have a lot of other, some other really small, in the big scheme of things, smaller projects that we're are just working through. There's some dominoes that need to fall to get one project done in terms of timing.
Mm-hmm.
And the only really new rooftop that we're talking about is a locker room over for our softball girls,
right,
over at the softball field. And matter of fact, we have plans moving forward with that. And our plan for that is we hope to have that approved, a vendor approved for that in January, so that work will be done over second semester. We hope to have that work done by June of 17, so that our girls have full access to that facility next year when they get back for the season.
Okay.
So what that enables us to do, for example, once that locker room is built, currently they're right now they're changing in cars and bathroom,
mm-hmm.
but we do have a locker room for them in the Madison building. And so that will enable us to use, we have some space over there, locker room space that we want to renovate to help us with an additional area for our music programs. Currently our orchestra program practices on the stage about every day, mm-hmm. and so we'd like for them to have a separate room for a band room, an orchestra room, and a choir room. We have hundreds of kids enrolled in those programs.
Sure.
So that's the next step in that project. Over at the high school, in our indoor facility, just south of 18th Street,
mm-hmm.
Our plan there is to use some of that existing facility and to make a weight room and also a cheer room within that. So one thing that we're moving forward with right now is to get the wall built before the start of second semester so that the remaining facility can be used for our programs in off-season that use it, you know, for soccer and baseball and softball, those kind of programs, to get the wall built so the right work can be done on the other side. So once that wall's built, then we'll move forward with building a cheer room for our girls and also with a weight room that will actually all athletes will be able to use. There'll be an athletic weight room.
Mm-hmm.
Football is a heavy user of that, but actually all of our programs use that facility, and once that's done, that enables us to get out of some of the spaces around the Phillips 66 gym, because we're going to do some significant work in there, all of which our goal is to have this work completed, shooting for the start of school next year in August. But like I said, there's a lot of dominoes to fall.
You look at all those different projects. This has to be done so you can use that space for this. That's a complicated session.
That's exactly right. And we had a session yesterday meeting with several coaches about some locker room spaces, mm-hmm. Underneath Custer Stadium. And what we're talking about there is to have some updated locker rooms for our tennis teams, our cross-country teams, our track teams, our soccer teams, and which there's some space there. And so we're just looking at renovating those spaces. And our goal there, once again, is to have that ready for the start of school next year. So we have quite a bit going on. We're planning to update our marching band. They practice actually some on the field and some actually in a parking lot. Mm-hmm. So we need to make some improvements to our the large lot east of Shawnee, in the Shawnee parking lot is what we call it, too, mm-hmm. to get that ready for the next school year. These are all good problems, I say, to work through in terms of logistically. The good news is, you know, our community has supported it. The funding is there, and so now it's just a matter of logistics.
Well, and musically, I know, thinking of the calendar, now you're coming up on all the fall and eventually winter concert season, so the musicians are going to be busy, too. Yeah.
That's exactly right. You know, our music folks, they are the Broom Brigade marching band. You know, we just had a wonderful choir concert this week.
Yeah, so which prompted me to think about all the other organizations.
Oh, sure, absolutely. And our Broom Brigade, there, you know, it's kind of the marching band kind of coincides with football season. Mm-hmm. Actually, they start a little earlier than football and end just a little bit
which
earlier.
The traditional season, but my marching band goes a lot longer than it used to. So,
That's right. And the end of their season is coming up, and so we are. And those folks do a wonderful job. There's a lot of hardworking kids. As a matter of fact, our last home football game is not this Friday, but next Friday. Mm-hmm. And so we'll celebrate our seniors. And during that night, we'll celebrate all of our seniors enrolled in, you know, for example, not just our football team, but which we will recognize, obviously, but also our band and palm and cheer. And so back on those, I was talking to you about some of these bond projects that we're speaking to. The number of students that are going to be impacted by this is really a great number. And so we also have some additional renovations we're going to do at Central in terms of their auditorium,
mm-hmm.
And also some things at Madison that we weren't able to do before. They're able to move in to update that in terms of finishing up some HVAC area, also their auditorium. We're going to improve a bus loop over there at Madison, which you've ever been over there at the end of the school day. It's challenging.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to separating our parents that drive, that our car folks that are dropping off kids, and our buses, and so it's all of that working towards having that done for the start of school next year. So as you can see, we have a lot of things going on.
Just the traffic tie up because you have one fewer schools in that what was a triangle of schools to deal with. So that helps somewhat.
Yes,
it's just, but like you said, a lot of dominoes that have to fall. I know you always have need of volunteers, and I want to remind people about just checking your school website, because all kinds of news items that get posted there, and the publicity program continues even though you're lacking a full-time PR person. So.
Yeah, that's right. Our website's our best source of information, and we share, and we also have it. We have social media pages too, which is a great source of information. More and more people seem to be using that vehicle mm-hmm. to get their information, so we're trying to make that move with them. Also wanted to mention our cross-country teams.
Yes, please do.
We just want to make sure that we recognize those folks. They have their regionals are this weekend,
mm-hmm.
And in state will be the following, right after senior night. It's going to be on that October 29th down at Edmond. Our boys and girls teams our girls are obviously the two-time defending state champions. Our boys were state runners-up last year. And they've both been ranked first or second all year. Wow. And we're hopefully they put the work in. And that's another example of our community. I really feel like that program in particular, because of the Pathfinder Parkway, We really feel like that's made a difference in their program. You know, they're able to use that in terms of, because they're doing, putting heavy, heavy miles in August, and you just can't do that on
yeah,
track.
That's no, you can't. You need all the space you can get. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in with an update. I'm sure we'd probably get another 15 minutes so we wouldn't still be done, but the clock is right up on me. That's our Community Connection this morning. The Overcomer is on the way next, brought to you by Brian Little, Haley and Kent, CPA on K1.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Zahid was a Pakistani